B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yeah, it's Friday. Yeah. TGIF. Thank God. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me that. Go ahead, do it.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll do it like Bob. Wait. Yeah.
There you go. Thank God it's Friday. Hey, we're going to play the 5-second rule. And let's say good morning to our players today. The only thing they can lose is their dignity. Let's start with Lynn from Hudson, Mass. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
All right. Happy Friday, Lynn.
Thank you.
Can I get a yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mike from Hyde Park. Happy Friday, buddy.
Hey, thanks, bud. Happy Friday.
All right. So we're going to play the 5-second rule, guys. You know how it works. We're going to give you a category, and Brian's going to tally the scores up. Whoever gets the most wins the prize, okay? Now, Lynn, we flipped a coin. LBF has chosen you, okay? That means
sure.
I'm going to be with Mike. So, Lynn, you work in the cafeteria at a school, right?
I do.
Give him a shout out. Which school?
The Marble Public School.
All right.
All right. So, and then, Mike, you are a fire hydrant mechanic? Engineer?
Fire sprinkler. Yeah, fire sprinkler mechanic.
Ah, okay. That's good. Cool. All right. Okay, guys.
Safety.
Sorry, safety first. All right. So remember, when the other one's playing, be quiet. And then don't go until I say go. Are we ready? Lynn, you are up first. All right. First one, LBF, for Lynn.
Okay. Ways to make something taste better.
All right, Lynn, you're a chef. You should know this. Ways to make something taste better. Go.
Spices. Sauces.
Okay, spices, sauces.
Uh-huh.
All right, it's a good start. Uh-huh. We're off.
Just all right, add bacon.
Bacon.
All right, Mike.
Yep.
Mike, you're up. Things you can cover in chocolate, Mike. Things you can cover in chocolate. Go.
Strawberries, pretzels, nuts.
All right.
All right. That's three.
That's solid. Good. Solid.
Solid score. All right. Lynn, round two. Here we go.
All right. Reasons to break up.
Lynn, reasons to break up. Go.
Cheating.
Yep, yep. That's a good reason.
That's it. Yep, cheating.
Other than that, all things go, cheating. Right, Lynn? Lynn, that's it. Cheating.
Everything else is negotiable, I guess.
Okay, it's fine. Lynn, do you have a significant other?
I do.
Okay, as long as they don't cheat, they're good.
All right.
All right, round number two. Mike, you ready, Mike? Here we go. Mike, activities that make you hungry. Activities that make you hungry. Go.
Working out. Sex.
Okay.
Going to work.
I got two, Brian. We got two. All right.
I'm more like sitting, breathing, thinking.
Okay. Final round. Lynn, this is your chance. You got to hit it out of the park, Lynn.
Right.
Here we go.
Telltale signs of the walk of shame.
Oh. Telltale signs of the walk of shame. Lynn, go.
Okay. Oh, she's a good girl.
She's never done it.
Oh, let me tell you. This
no
is
shame.
What it is.
All right, go.
Messy hair, eye makeup all over your face. You don't know where your purse is.
Wearing the same clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it, Lynn. Okay. Mike.
Only one shoe.
All right, Mike. I'm pretty sure you've already got this one, Mike, but final round, just to make sure. Mike, here's your last category. Reasons to take your shirt off, and you can't use a previous answer. Remember that. Reasons to take your shirt off. Go.
You're at the beach. To show your guns.
All right, Mike, congrats.
All right, well, there you go.
All right, you got the guns. All right, Brian G., who's the winner today? Tally up the score.
Lynn struggled a little bit with three, but Mike came through with seven.
All right, Mike, congratulations.
Good job, both of you.
All right, Lynn, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing. You can try again down the road, okay?
She's a nice girl. She doesn't know about the market. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, Lynn. Hey, congratulations to Mike. Here's what you won.
Mike, you've got a $50 gift card to Supercharge Entertainment in Wrentham. You got go-karts and arcades, all sorts of fun stuff down there. Great place.
What do you think of that?
That's awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
Take the kids.
I love it. See, I'm glad Mike is a perfect prize for you. You're in Hyde Park, so not that much of a trip to Wrentham. So enjoy it, my friend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend, Mike. Good stuff right there. Poor Lynn, I feel bad for it. Couldn't get out of the gate.
Listen, it wasn't in her wheelhouse. I mean, I could answer these questions.
Yeah, you were asking some sexy questions there.
Sexy? Ew.
You know, sexy
provocative.
Question. What? Same thing.
Tomato.
All right. 7:21.
Yeah, exactly.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Elton John. Don't go breaking my heart. I feel bad for Lynn. She was
love, and that was it.
And that was it. But Mike won. He was
Irish Spring.
Yeah, right.
Lavina. What was that one? Lavin. I don't know.
Yeah, it was one star with an L. I have some good news for you, though, and Lynn.
Okay.
Good news. Today is National Drink Wine Day. Yeah.
Every day.
Right. Any day that ends with a Y.
Yes.
Okay. National Drink Day. Guess which wine is listed as the favorite wine? What wine got the most votes? Nope. Like what type of wine?
Merlot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Merlot's which number
reminds
one.
Reminds me of my favorite line from a movie.
What's that?
I love that movie.
What's that?
It's from Sideways, and he's Paul Giamatti screams, "I'm not drinking, blanking Merlot."
Oh, right. He was a Pinot guy.
Yeah.
What's number two?
Cabernet.
Zinfandel.
Oh.
Yep.
Not the white Zinfandel. Don't ever bring that to anybody's house.
Zinfandel?
Yeah. No, Zinfandel is one thing.
Don't bring
white Zinfandel. Uh-huh. Is just basically strawberry juice.
But that's the only way you can get rid of it is to bring it to somebody else.
That is true. There's one bottle of white Zinfandel
that is just doing a round robin throughout
the United States.
I'll bring that white Zinfandel.
Brian's that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Number three is Chardonnay.
I love a Chardonnay. You know, white wine's for sluts.
That's what I've heard.
It's true.
Who said that? Jennifer Lawrence? Oh, good to know, LBF.
Yep.
Chardonnay, number three.
Yeah.
White wine is for sluts.
I'm only quoting Jennifer Lawrence.
She said that.
But it is now like a meme.
Yeah, it's so funny.
So,
what
kind of wine do you like?
I like a Pinot. If I were given a choice, a Pinot.
Really? We just ordered Falcone wines.
Well, why wouldn't you? You're a Falcone.
Right. And they're yummy, delicious.
Aren't they delicious?
Yeah.
Are they Pinot?
No, it was a cab.
Okay, well, I like a cab, too.
Okay.
Better than an Uber. All right. Hi, Rick. What's going on, Rick?
Yeah, I'm a Boone. Guys, I'm a Boone's Farm. Did that make the list?
Boone's Farm. Let me look. That is even below Sauvignon Blanc. No.
Yeah, it's right above Rotgut. Oh,
wow. Yeah, right above Rotgut.
Oh, wow.
Nice try. Let me give you a tip, though. You know what? Let me give you a tip, Rick. Never stop drinking Boone's Farm. Never stop drinking Boone's Farm. And I'll tell you why. Because once you develop taste for good wine, you're screwed. So just keep drinking the Boone's.
No, I'm going to give you a better tip.
All right.
Your first glass of wine should be the good wine, because everything after that, you're like, I'm a little hammered.
Stay on the farm, Rick. Okay, see you later. I'm right, though. Once you remember in high school, you drink this stuff or whatever, college?
High school.
Well, for me in Maine, it was high school in Maine, maybe junior high school.
They served it to the calf, I think.
A little blue nun.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, and then once you got elevated your taste, you're screwed. Then you got to buy the good stuff.
I know.
I should have never left the farm. Never left the farm. Hey, coming up, Morning Court, Dan is on the phone with us. He asked his wife to, spice things up a little bit.
Oh, boy.
And it didn't get spicy at all the way he thought it would.
Oh,
so
no.
He's got problems. We're here to help. That's Morning Court in 10 minutes. Okay, Brian.
Jackie Ride brought to you by Duncan. Here are some of the problems.